We'll now have our first batch of news items. A multi-million pound wing which aims to help patients leave hospital quicker has taken a major step forward after being given the green light by planners. Plans for the new Willow Therapy Unit at Norwich Community Hospital, a £19.2 million new facility, were lodged with Norwich City Council in December. The new facility will create 48 new beds at the site in Beauthorpe Road and will be geared at providing people with the therapy and rehabilitative care they need to return home after hospital treatment. The increased availability of these beds will mean shorter stays for patients in acute hospitals, alleviating pressure on wards, emergency departments and ambulances.
A tiered compensation scheme for thousands of women in Norfolk and Waveney who lost out because of state pension age changes has been backed by one of the region's MPs. Peter Aldous, Conservative MP for Waveney, told a parliamentary committee there should be tiered compensation to all affected women based on how long they had to wait for their state pension and how little notice they were given of the change. The Women Against State Pension Inequality campaign has been fighting to win compensation for 1950s born women affected by state pension age changes, of which there are 52,000 in Norfolk. In March, Government watchdog, the Parliamentary and Health Service Ombudsman, conceded part of its investigation into how increases to the state pension age were communicated by the Department for Work and Pensions was flawed and needed to be reconsidered. That potentially opens the door for compensation for women who were affected.
A 22-year-old who's known in Norfolk for her pink bakery is now shipping her sweet treats across the UK. Morgan Lewis opened Bakerholics in Queen's Square in Attleborough in 2021, and she's built up a loyal customer base with almost 34,000 Instagram followers. In September, she opened her second location at Chantry Place in Norwich, and now she is starting to sell her bakes nationwide. The boxes, which can be delivered straight to the customers' homes, are made up of brownies, blondies, Rocky Road and Millionaire's shortbread. It's something I've always wanted to do, but we felt now was the right time after just expanding the bakery, Ms. Lewis said. Our first launch completely sold out, with our second one now on pre-order. We've sold more than 150 boxes already. We're planning on expanding the boxes with even more options and a pick-your-own selection. Making her mark through Instagram and TikTok, the boxes have been ordered from as far away as Glasgow and Wales.
A school has received a specially crafted hedgehog home from two house building firms. Barrett Homes and Dave Wilson Homes made the delivery to White House Farm Primary School in Sprouston for Hedgehog Awareness Week earlier this month. Following the end of the animal's hibernation season in March and April, the home builders recognised the needs for safe habitats for hedgehogs and took action. The British Hedgehog Preservation Society stressed the importance of such initiatives in battling the creature's population decline. Lisa Cannell, head teacher at White House Farm Primary, said, "Developing curiosity of the natural world and promoting a love of nature enables our students to be more aware of biodiversity. Providing opportunities for our students to learn more about hedgehog habitats through this donation is a great way to build their understanding of the important role we play in protecting nature."
Five beaches in Norfolk have been named among the best in the UK in a new hand-picked guide. The beaches were all included in the top 30 in a list of 54 beaches in the UK released by Condé Nast Traveller. Firstly, Holcombe. Holcombe Beach landed an impressive seventh place, with the publication describing it as wild and free. Hunstanton. The publication stated that Hunstanton parcels up all the best bits of a quintessential British seaside resort. Number three was Brancaster. Condé Nast described Brancaster as perfect for long walks and one of the best dog-friendly beaches in the UK. Fourth was Cromer. Cromer landed in at 29th place, described as a traditional seaside experience. The North Norfolk is well known for its pier, puppet shows and fun fair, and the publication dubs it as the place to go for a truly British holiday. Lastly, Sheringham, which was just below Cromer in 30th place. Sheringham Beach is described as retaining the feel of an old-fashioned seaside village.